Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Grooving on a Sunday afternoon.
Welcome back, 23 After. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you and having a great visit with our new friend, Darren Hardy. Darren is the author of the Compound Effect, and we're talking about, in the previous segment, Darren was telling us about choices and habits that we can choices we can make, habits we can acquire, and you talk about these things in your book, Darren, the Compound Effect, right?
Correct, yes, absolutely.
And give us your website. Tell us how we can find the book. It's just out today, isn't it?
Just out today, yeah. Number 3 right now overall on Amazon. I was real excited to find that out this morning and trying to chase the new Steve Jobs book. So
right.
Excited about that. Yeah, but you can go to thecompoundeffect.com or certainly just go to Amazon and just type in the Compound Effect, and there she is.
Check it out when you get a chance, folks. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com as well. And Darren, the choices and the habits, when you first do that to start the compound effect rolling, when you first do that, find these choices and make them available, and then you create that process becomes a habit. You start building little successes. You start seeing little successes, and as those successes accumulate, whether it be losing a pound or making a sale or whatever it may be, you start to build a third thing that you identify in your book, and it's the M word. Tell us about it.
Yeah, you know, Aristotle wrote, we are what we repeatedly do. And, you know, the first thing is to figure out what bad habits you might have that you might not even be aware of that are sabotaging your success continually. And in the book, there are 5 strategies of how to uproot your bad habits. I mean, finally, once and for all, the reason why you don't fall through on your New Year's resolutions, the reason why you might not be accomplishing your goals, the reason why you might not be rising up through the ranks of your organization, or some of these sabotaging behaviors. So how to uproot them, and then there's 7 strategies about how to install the success habits that you really need in order to take you in the direction that you want to go. And then ultimately, you know, the key is putting these habit-forming behaviors into a routine. And a routine is something you do every day without fail, so that eventually, like brushing your teeth or putting on your seatbelt, you do it with unconscious thought. And if you look at anything you do successfully, you'll see that you've probably developed a routine for it. You know, these routines make life stresses easier by making actions automatic and effective. And once you get this rhythm of routines going over a period of time, you develop, you know, that thing called Big Mo, momentum, that thing that sort of breaks through and makes you unstoppable. Yeah.
That momentum is the sexy part, isn't it? Because that's when you start saying, hey, I don't like eating my peas, but I'm starting to like the way eating peas is making me stronger, making me more money, making me more successful, giving me more, whatever it may be. I'm starting to like the momentum that I'm acquiring from that. And now peas are starting to taste a little bit better, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, 2 things happen. You have a ripple effect, which is like if I start working out, all of a sudden I've increased my vitality. I want to eat healthier. I lose my taste for fatty foods. You know, you broke this inertia. And then over time, like, you know, I started working out when I was 13 years old. I now cannot not work out. I mean, if I don't work out for a couple of days, I get anxious and so I want to work out. It's turned into a positive habit. And that's the key is break the bad habit and then do a positive habit over time, and it will become habit forming in a positive direction. And so you can create this momentum.
Isn't that what we know about humans, Darren, that we are habit-forming animals, we form habits, and we're going to form a habit, we are going to do things, we are going to settle into a steady state of doing things, and we might as well settle into the things that are productive and efficient and good for us, right?
Yeah, and that's the big problem, Jim, is that 95% of all of our behavior is totally unconscious. We have developed habit patterns so that we don't even have to think about what it is. I mean, think about when you first started to drive. You know, the left hand here, the right hand here, I got to work this pedal, that pedal, I have to look at these mirrors, you know, right. I have to be conscious of the road in front of me. Everything was very conscious. Now you can drive and eat and shave and put on your makeup and text and phone call and talk to the people around you. So a lot of the quote-unquote behaviors are even choices that you're making throughout the day, you're not actually even consciously choosing. And that's the reason why people, you know, 5-10 years later go, how did I get here? I don't even remember making a choice about being this fat or this broke or, you know, this problem in my marriage. Well, it's because you formed bad habits that became unconscious, that were repeated, and the compound effect kicked in the negative direction for you, and here's where you're at. Well, you can change that trajectory in the other direction.
And this is where effort can make up for other deficiencies. You know, if this is where, if you're smarter than me, if I can apply these practices, I can still beat you. If you have more, if you started out with more money than me, you know, I can apply these practices and I can still have the chance to compete. What do you think?
Yeah. You know, it's if anybody ever asks, what's the number one attribute that I would attribute any unusual success that I've had? And it comes down to consistency. And it's the same reason why the tortoise always beats the hare. It doesn't matter how fast you start, doesn't matter how talented or experienced you are, how fast you can run, it's how long you can stay consistent.
And remember,
so, you know, ultimately that's what will win.
And that race is a distance race, it's not a sprint. Hey Darren, thanks for being here. Good job today. The book is called The Compound Effect, just out today, already number 3 on Amazon. Congratulations, Darren, on that success. And we'll see you next time.
I appreciate
it. Quick break. 29 after. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.